up? It is Week in Weaves, episode 63, March 7, 2024. I'm Alonzo here, my co-host Jason. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good.
Nothing irking your soul or anything?
Nah.
Okay. Well then, I'm glad to be back. Got a couple weeks worth of stuff to talk about. Did you watch Solo Leveling a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't watch the recap episode.
Not that one. The one before that. The one with the prisoners.
Yeah. Oh, so that was before the recap? I thought the recap was... Yeah. I thought I skipped the recap week. So
the
that
recap
means...
was last Saturday.
Okay. The prisoners, when they showed up, they didn't walk into the gate yet, right?
Right.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Okay.
Right, I don't know, for some reason I thought... I watched the one... The prisoners was last week or the week before?
Week before.
So this week was recap.
Right.
Hmm.
Which I saw was the lowest rated episode on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, but I don't know. For some reason, I thought I skipped a week on purpose because they said it was the recap, and then I watched the prisoner episode. So I don't know. Like, I went in there, and it was like 7.5 on Crunchyroll. It was listed at 7.5, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but...
I didn't watch it, and then after 7.5 was the prisoner episode, I thought.
I'm pretty sure the prisoner episode came out 2 weeks ago. I could be wrong. But I don't think I watched the prisoner episode a few days ago.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was 2 weeks ago.
Introducing prisoners as workforce people to reduce their sentence, I don't understand the logic.
What do you mean?
Like, what do they expect to happen? I mean, they do have a supervisor who's just there to watch over the prisoners, but it's like, bruh. I don't know. This just doesn't seem like a good idea.
I mean, they do that in real life, though. Not like send them into dungeons, but they have, historically, they've had prisoners work to reduce their sentences or earn money. Like, prisoners still do that today. Like, they build stuff.
Yeah, but they're not in a situation where they can fight and use weapons to kill something.
Yeah, that's true. We don't send prisoners to war or anything, but at least I don't think we do. But I don't know. I didn't think that was that weird. Why did you think that was weird?
Because it's like, bruh, you got these dudes with like crazy. I'm pretty sure they did like real bad stuff. It's not like just your typical crime, like, oh, he robbed a store or, you know, something like that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm pretty
violent
sure they're
offenders.
Like
violent offenders.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I just feel like this is no good is going to come of this, which probably is the point of it. Like, something's going to happen inside the gate. That dude's probably going to get, the supervisor somehow is going to get incapacitated or something's going to happen where the supervisor is not going to be able to, you know, keep the prisoners in check. And then Jinwoo is going to have to just do his thing, bro. I don't think he'll kill him, but I feel like a lot is going to happen inside the gate with the prisoners and whatever. I feel like the gate is going to be underrated again. Like, isn't it D rank?
Yeah, like it's a D rank mission.
I feel like something inside is not going to be a D rank boss, and then you're going to have the prisoners on top of it, just causing more trouble, and it's just going to create a bunch of chaos that Jinwoo's going to have to control.
That's fair, and I guess they send supervisors because there aren't really cameras in dungeons,
And they're saying that the supervisor should be able to. If they get out of hand, he could take all of them easily, but
yeah. Yeah, so he's a B rank.
Yeah. I don't
You don't condone this behavior.
I don't feel confident in his skills. I'm gonna just say that. But he was feeling he could tell Jinwoo was like different than everyone else.
I was gonna say, I think it's interesting you think it's gonna be that the supervisor gets incapacitated. because I thought the supervisor was there really to scope out Jinwoo.
Jinwoo, like he kept looking at him.
I was like, why does he keep looking at?
I mean, he knows he's the one guy who survived from the gate,
right? Yeah, so these people happen to be the people who were there.
Yeah.
So I thought he was there for that.
I think it's a lot that's going to go down. But I don't put anything past the prisoners. I feel like they're going to play a part.
Probably, yeah. I mean, they were already kind of like out of pocket. So I guess we'll see. And then he also, Jinwoo said that he would do the 19 raids.
Yeah.
With Jinho.
But it just has to be them two. And they just do the same thing the other guy did, just fill in people.
Right.
And then just have them. Well, I guess they won't even go in with them. They'll just sit on the outside and then they'll come out and be like, hey, all right, thanks.
That's what I was about to say. Like, because when he said just fill in the team, like, did he mean like fill them in and then fill in with random people and they come, or like fill in with random people and they don't actually enter the dungeon?
I feel like, yeah, they don't actually enter. Because he was talking about how he's going to keep down the casualties and injuries. So it'll look even better to his dad because he'll have a full squad and they did 19 missions and nobody came out hurt. Because it's just going to be them two. So if anybody does get hurt, it'll be his son or Jinwoo. But I doubt Jinwoo will get injured in these D-rank dungeons.
That's what I was thinking. What else happened? The blonde S-rank girl, the sort of celebrity girl, she got approached by the Eugen guy.
Say that again one more time?
The blonde S-rank girl.
Remember? Oh, yeah, because they were trying to recruit. Yeah?
Yeah, right? They're starting to recruit people.
And she denied. She said no. But the other guy thinking about it, thinking about something.
Which guy?
The red hair. Who went to talk to the they both got red hair.
The leader?
They?
Like the guy in the office?
It was two guys in the office. I said red hair, but they both have red hair, don't they?
Yeah. But the guy that was like, it was his office.
No. Not the guy. The guy who he called in to talk to, the other guy. The leader.
Okay.
And he was like, what you call me in here for? He was like, have you seen this? And he was like, yeah, I already know about it. They're recruiting. They're trying to poach, you know,
right, other
orgs and stuff.
And then he started talking about the island.
Yeah. And I think that was at the start of the show.
With the ants.
Yeah. And they were saying, like, everybody just kind of forgot about the island, even though, because we lost it to, the gate, they took over, the monsters took over the island in the actual world, so.
Right. And they just, like, ignore it, because they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. But I'm assuming they're trying to gear up, like he said, we left something back on that island. One of their people died, so he's probably trying to get stronger. Everybody's trying to figure out how to put a team together that could go back and, you know, take the island back.
Why don't they just nuke it? Or would that not work?
I don't think regular weapons work on the monsters and stuff. Like, you have to use magic.
Not even a nuke.
Yeah, not even a nuke.
So then what would happen, though? Because it's still a regular island.
I mean, the island would probably blow up, but they would just stay there.
They would stay in the water.
I guess. But they were, I'm pretty sure they were saying, like, it doesn't, like, regular weapons and real world stuff doesn't affect them.
Yeah, I remember them saying that. I just didn't know if they need. I guess it will probably get to the island. That's probably going to be like an end of the road type of thing. What else was there with the Eugen? The dad started talking about the Hunter Association, saying like they were the one, not them, but the guilds were the ones getting all the money because they were like hiring hunters, and then the loot, obviously in the dungeons, was like the most like valuable things, and the guilds. There was like only 5 guilds, and they have a monopoly over the entire market. And he's trying to like break in to that market, basically.
Yeah. Which is like, I guess he's doing it for good, but it sounds like he's just doing it for money, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, wasn't he kind of trying to say, like, it was a...
It's their responsibility. Yeah, yeah, because they... It's like, bruh, you just want a piece of the pie, bruh. I'm not trying to hear that shit. It's our responsibility.
He's like, it's a responsibility. And then I looked up, I don't know what spurred it, but I looked up, like, what kind of government in real life Japan has, or, like, what kind of economic system.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it called? And it's called a collective capitalist society. And it mm-hmm. said, like, big companies own stock in each other. So, like, friendly competition is encouraged. So, like, if you win, I win. If I lose, you kind lose of thing. Type of thing. So that's why hostile takeovers don't really happen much in Japan. Because they do things like that. Which is interesting. I don't know. But Jinho, business partner, blah, 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 blah. And Jinwoo's extra work doesn't reward him anymore.
Yeah, it was only that one time thing. So I guess he just has to figure out the secret quest, and he can only do the secret quest once.
Right.
Which kind of sucks.
Because didn't he get like a bingo card?
He gets a reward for it, though.
Didn't he open a loot box and get a bingo card?
Yeah, it was a bingo card. But I think it might be bingo cards that are like with bingo, and it might like an actual bingo, you know, it's filled out correctly. But he was like, I probably should have picked something else. The last time I did a secret quest.
Okay. I think just one more thing I have for this is like, actually, no, I have a couple more things, but why did no one like think it was off that they all got called to do the same quest?
Probably because they send a mass message to all D rank or just, you know, people that are available in the area and they accepted it. I mean, it is a coincidence that like all five of them showed up, but I don't know. They probably, I mean, I don't know.
Like, isn't that just a huge coincidence? I'm sure there's lots of D-Rank.
But I
people.
Mean, think about it though. Think about even when they did their first mission together. They all worked together before, like they all knew each other. So it's probably not uncommon for them to show up to the same D-Rank missions.
Maybe it's like an area type thing. Like they just live
like
in the
they
same
just
area.
Send it out in the area. Because I think that's what he was saying. Because everybody was preoccupied with some other stuff, like the main teacher, the guy. Oh, another thing before I continue with this, it's low-key crazy that I was like, imagine if the old dude stayed in instead of Jinwoo, he probably would have been OP. And then we learned that he knows like martial arts and a bunch of other stuff as well, as long as with like the 20 years or whatever amount of experience he has, he probably would have really been OP, like crazy OP.
Yeah. He's like a master swordsman.
Yeah, like what the heck, bro? I was just saying stuff. Well, I mean, I was just, you know, thinking, but that's kind of crazy. Like, he really would have been him.
Oh, yeah. And
it
should have
been me, not him. Yeah.
It's not fair. And then it says, yeah, because it says he was a swordsman and it was kind of ironic that he awakened as a mage instead of like a power or like, yeah, like a swordsman type of awakening. So yeah, he would have been probably OP. I also think it's funny that Jinwoo keeps using that same dagger. I thought it would have broken by now.
Which one? The one from...
The snake tooth?
The snake? The serpent?
Yeah.
Oh, why do you think it would break? It's like a high-value weapon.
I know it's high-value, but like... I know he hasn't fought many people since he got it, but he's fought some tough beasts, especially like that Hydra hound thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised it hasn't broken at all. Because they say that weapons break.
Yeah, but he can probably, you know, fix it up. He has, like, that little shop thing. So he low-key probably could be, restore all. It. Yeah, repair all weapons. Like Skyrim. Or something like that.
Okay. Still hunting. And then just a little bit of backstory on everyone. Like, you get the Kendo Master guy, and then the guy that ran away, his wife. I mean,
just saw his family.
His daughter and wife. And the healer girl's parents want her to quit.
Yeah. She's like, just come home. Work with us. And she's like, run the business. Stop trying to take control of my life. I'm like, all right, relax. Like,
bro, that's what I'm saying. Why don't, like, go run the business. Why are you doing this? Why do you keep putting yourself?
But I mean, in her case, bro, she's a B-grade. She's a B-grade, right? Healer.
Yeah.
She's actually really good. She should be making a lot of money, but she's just, I don't know.
She keeps doing lower tier quests, though.
Yeah, like, I think she just can't take the action. You know, like, she doesn't want to be in a situation where it's really stressful and somebody could actually die.
And she's like, I don't know, like, slightly, what's the word? Slightly influenced by Jin Woo's continuance.
Yeah.
That's like, bro, just
she was like, oh, he kept going, so I should keep going.
And he told her to go home. He was like, I don't really like this, you know, with these prisoners. Like, you should be gone. And she's like, no, I'm going to stay. So, we don't see. I got a bad feel about this dungeon. Turn down.
You think somebody's going to die?
I think the guy with the family's going to die.
Mm.
I don't know if the healer girl will die. I think he will die.
Yeah, I will say this too. His wife was very just not. She just accepted what he said. He was like, you know, we need the money. She's like, yeah, you're right. Nothing bad will happen. He was like, even though something bad happened last time, that's super rare. It won't happen again. It's like, yeah. Bro. What? He's like, what? It's like, yeah, you know, I almost just died last time, and half the people I went in with don't live anymore. They're completely gone, and I barely made it out. But we need the money to send her to kindergarten.
School. Future academy. And then the girl was like, you're strong, right? He's like, yeah, I'm strong. Girl was not strong.
Know. He might die. He might. I think if anybody does die, I predict the prisoners dying.
Okay.
But not anybody on the team.
Okay. I'm predicting that, somehow, some way, that instructor is gonna set up Jin Woo to see, like, what he's really up to, or like what his abilities really are. Somehow, some way, the instructor is gonna find out that Jin Woo is like way stronger.
He was like, "Whoa, it's only been a couple months. You look completely different."
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying though. He's like, "Oh, you're taller. You look different," but like, no one still, besides Jin Ho, no one knows, like, his true abilities.
Yeah.
And how's he going to hide that in this dungeon? Well, I guess it's a D-rank dungeon, so it probably wouldn't be that hard, but... And would he be forced to kill anyone who found out?
Who, Jin Woo? I don't think so.
Like, if the... Well, they would... The healer girl and the swordmaster probably keep his secret. I don't know about the other two guys.
I feel like the guy with the family, bruh, just leave, bro. What are you here for? Like, I don't think, like, what would he have to gain by telling somebody, yeah, this dude can level up?
He's just a hater. He couldn't even look him in the eye.
I mean, yeah, he couldn't look him in the eye. Not because he's a hater, because, like, he realized he did was fucked up. Yeah, he's like, damn, I really just, you know, sent that dude to his death. And now he's still alive. You feel me? Like, we would have to talk.
We have to squabble.
We gotta talk.
Did you think he would be angry? I thought he was gonna get angry.
Jin Woo? The guy. Yeah, I did think he was gonna be a little upset. Not surprised. Only at him though. Because everybody else, the old guy was gonna sacrifice himself for both of them, the Jin Woo and the girl. But then he realized the girl couldn't move. So then Jin Woo was like, you go and take her out, and I'll stay.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I think, and then Mr. Song feels bad about his past leadership. Only other thing, there was a thing, like a short thing, where a little guy was talking to someone else and saying like he wanted someone killed. Do you remember that?
A little guy.
Yeah, it was like a little. I won't show it in the manga because I think timeline's a little out of order. But there was a guy. It was like a few seconds. He was talking to a guy and he handed him like a big bag, which I assume was like money.
Oh, in like the alley, right?
Yeah.
They did just throw that in.
Yeah, it was like a few seconds. So I want to know what that's about. Because I was trying to figure out who the guy was who was getting the money. Because I was trying to speculate. I thought it was the inspector. And you know what was funny? I saw the guy's shoes that was getting the money. He had like brown dress shoes on. And I kept trying to look at the inspector's shoes, but they didn't show his feet the entire time he was on screen. So I couldn't tell. I was like, dang, they're trying to hide this right now. But I think that's all I got for Solo.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. I think next episode will really kick things off.
Yeah. And I think it did. I think I read somewhere that unofficially got confirmed for season 2. I'm pretty sure. Because this season will only have 12 episodes.
Oh, really? So we're near the end.
Yeah. Which I think is weird for a show with so much hype.
It has a good 12. Amount of. Yeah, it has a good amount of source material too. They could have did 20.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Okay. I really liked Undead.
Oh, with her going inside Andy's book.
Yeah.
His wife. So, like, do you think this is like time travel or?
I was a bit confused.
Because he was like, so I'm assuming when, this is like a little bit ahead in the episode, but
when she was like, I used my unluck on the two newbies, and he was like, let me guess, the chair broke on the one guy and the other one got drinks spilled on him. But that's probably because she's done it in a bar multiple times. So like the luck, since she doesn't really know him, is probably the same every time, like the same situation. Like you're in a bar. There's a waitress with a bunch of drinks and then there's chairs. So, you know, it's just, that's probably just was the unlucky thing to happen inside a bar is for drinks to fall on you and a chair to break.
Right.
Yeah. So, but she was like, remember this time in the future. But it's like, this is his memory. So it's not really his past. So I don't know. It was just funny that she said that to him in this moment.
Yeah, and then I was reading, people were saying, like, if it was time travel, maybe this is why Andy happened to be at that station she was.
When she was about to commit suicide, yeah. He was just there. He literally just showed up.
So maybe this, maybe if it was, if it does correlate, then maybe it is.
Because why was he at the train station? He was literally just there naked, right?
Yeah, I don't remember honestly why he was there, so maybe it is related. But let me see. Do you think that? Thank you. We didn't have ice. Okay. Thank you. But the character. How'd you feel about Anno? Like the manga girl.
Seems really OP.
Yeah, that's also.
It seems like they could just use her to win whatever they need to win, especially with the artifact she has, like the pin and then the Soul Calibur.
It doesn't really seem like she wants to directly be hands on.
Yeah, she's just kind of there to guide and assist, but doesn't want to be inside the battle.
It's kind of,
but she's pretty cool.
Like, how does time? Like, how would time traveling like that work on a world that's, like, looping?
Well, I'm not saying that she's a time traveler. I was just saying, like, it was funny that inside her memories, or inside his memories, she was telling him things to remember in the future.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying, like, these are just his memories, and it's still the present time. You're just in his, like, in his head. So, like, you telling him something in his past is not going to influence what he does along his journey prior You know what I'm saying? Because this is still the present.
Because his timeline is still his timeline.
Yeah, everything already happened. You're just inside his memories.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because it all started because she saw a future where Fuko died, right?
Yeah.
And then, do you think...
And she was like, I want to see... Because that's what the pen showed her. The pen, when she was writing, it showed a future with her dying and then Andy holding her. And then I think he took his card out or something. I don't know. I don't remember if that happened too. And he just went full Victor or not. I could be just adding on. But she died.
I don't remember that part either.
Yeah, she died. And then he was just holding her. And so she was like, I want to see an ending that I couldn't even predict or I've never seen before. So.
Okay.
And this is supposed to get Andy closer to his, you know, because he doesn't really remember his past. So this allows him to, I guess, take a step back into who he was and also allows Fuko to learn more about herself.
Right. Now, I wonder where is current Andy in this?
Oh, I think he's just the book. Like, is he himself is the book.
Oh, so you don't think he's walking through it?
Yeah, I don't think he's walking through. I think he's experiencing it all at once. Like, everything is just...
Or another Aaron Yeager type.
Yeah.
Okay. We also learned that you were saying UMA correctly. Because during the episode, Andy goes, Uma. So all along, you were saying it correctly.
Oh, what was I saying? Which way
because
was I saying?
Before you were, there's an episode, it was like 10 episodes ago, because I was listening to it like last week, and you were like, he's like, you were like saying the acronym. It was like, I didn't know it was an acronym. Like, it's UMA. I kept saying UMA.
Right. And yeah. I said UMA, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then we kept saying UMA, but then this episode, he said UMA.
Oh, okay. So it's UMA? It's not UMA?
It is UMA.
And I was saying UMA.
Yeah, I think you can say either.
Uh-huh.
But we just didn't know if it was an actual word that they
but
were saying.
But when you look it up, it says it has like an acronym associated to it.
Yeah. But like, you know how some acronyms people still say as words?
Yeah.
Like FANG, Facebook, Amazon. I forgot what the NNG stand for.
Google?
But, like, people still say the acronym.
I've never heard of that. FANG?
It's like a stock. It's like stocks. Like, they say the FANG stocks. Like, Facebook, Amazon, Google. What does the N stand for? I don't remember. But, yeah, stuff like that. Anyway, unimportant. Anno I liked. She had a cool power. Jules didn't really like her.
Yeah, she didn't have trust. But it's like, you don't got time for trust, bro. It's either the world ends or we, you know, I mean, either way it's going to go, it's going to loop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But it's like, you're going to take this chance or not, because she won't be the one that'll loop. This time it'll be the blind guy. He'll be the one with the loop because he has the arc and not her this time.
Does he have the arc already? I thought they were trying to race.
Yeah, she was saying like he stole some things and he knows of it. Or something like that. But I'm pretty sure his plan is, if we fail, I'm going to be the one to loop, and I'm going to do it my way.
Okay.
Which makes sense, because if she's been doing this a multiple, like, you clearly suck. So let me try.
I am the captain now. So that she would loop for the first time. Yeah. Andy wanted to close the gap between him and Victor. I remember you and me were saying, like, obviously Victor is way stronger than him. So I just thought it was interesting that he also recognized that Victor is way stronger. And, I mean...
Gotta get in the lab.
Yeah. Cowboy Andy. And he was looking for someone who knows who he was. He had no memories. And...
And it's kind of funny. She's only going to memories of when he's Andy and not Victor.
Yeah, how's that? Because I thought the book was super long because it was
Victor and Andy. I think it's both.
But it just started with Andy.
Yeah, but that's where she went.
Oh, you don't think that was actually the beginning?
I think it just randomly put her someplace. Because then he told her where he, like, when he was born 144 years ago. So, whenever she goes to when he's born, he should be Victor at that time. Hmm. And that's his birthday.
But how do we know that's not Andy's birthday?
I mean, if it's a baby in there, I mean, it depends on who we see.
No, I'm saying
in there.
Like, he's not a baby, but like, what if to him his birthday is the point where Victor put the card in?
Because it's a hospital, right? I mean, it could be a baby or it could be a man injured inside a hospital bed.
Yeah.
Who got something stabbed through his head. And they couldn't take it out. Or the people didn't want to take it out because they're like, this will kill him if we remove this piece.
Right. And he also didn't know that he healed. Or he didn't know he was...
Yeah, he didn't know that he couldn't die.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, though. Because his friends died. And then I think his friends continued to die from that point forward.
Yeah, they got freaking in the
up.
Bar that lady set
that.
Them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They walked in just just lit them up. I'm like, "Dang, bro. That's crazy." And Andy was like, "Well, yeah, I guess I can't die." And he grabbed the two axes and just
butchered them. I was still unsure whether Fuko can. Is Fuko susceptible to injury? I can't tell.
Because the girls... you said, did Fuko get injured?
No, I'm saying, like, is Fuko even able to get injured?
Oh, in the past, I don't know. Like, if she dies in there, does she die in real life? Kind of thing. Because I guess her soul is put into his memory. So I guess if her soul dies or gets injured.
I don't know either. Because that girl jumped to save her, so I didn't.
Yeah.
Get to see whether she would actually be injured or not. But yeah. I had a couple questions in here. Oh yeah, with the Uma Autumn and like they eat your life story. If they ate your life story, do you think it would be tasty?
Probably not. Not really, no.
I think my life story would be tasty.
Because they want to see something they haven't seen before. That's what he said to the one guy they ate.
Do you mean like... So like, do you think it's not necessarily like an interesting life, but like just something...
Interesting to that thing is probably very different than interesting to like a regular person. Because it seems like they've... Because everybody they consume turns into a spider, right?
They turn the books. I don't know if they turn the spiders.
Right, they turn to a book and then they ate them and then didn't they turn to a spider after? Or no?
I don't think so, no.
They just turn to a book and then they eat the book and just read it. And that's how they consume the information. But I feel like it just wants something that has, like, it sees a story or events that they probably haven't seen before.
But like, isn't the autumn a new UMA or is it?
I think it's always been around. It's just the seasons. It's just like, yeah, the seasons. But now the quest is to kill the seasons.
Okay. Guess so. I think my life would be tasty. Even though it's only been 24 years, I think it would be kind of interesting. Let me see. Oh yeah, this is fine. If your soul had to inhabit an object, what would you want it to be?
I can just be in there. I guess some like form of technology, like the internet or a computer, because in that way I can still see what's going on, like in real, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I can go through the web. Like, I can go to see the news. I could communicate if I needed to, because I'm in a computer, like a ghost computer, talk to people. I could game. I could still, like, experience things virtually, I guess. Whereas, like, if you pick an object that's kind of just stationary, you're just sitting there watching. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's how I'm thinking of it. Like, if I was to, for instance, like, let's say if I was like a library or a librarian or something, I love books, and I was like, I want to be a book. It's like, bro, you only had that one book, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
You'd be setting yourself up for failure if you just were a book.
But I'm saying, like, what could you pick? What could you pick that's like, maybe a car? Like,
if you were a book, that would be super boring because you can only read yourself so many times.
Right. I mean, well, a car, if you pick a car, you can travel. But that's why I think, like, a computer, like the internet or something, like inside the internet.
Yeah. My answer was also, I would probably change it now to like a really like an i9 14,000 Intel CPU or something. I would probably change it to that, or like a freaking oh shoot, well, if you're a computer, can you see the images? Maybe I would want to be like a AMD, like Radeon or something. I don't know.
I'm taking that as the perspective of like,
you control the whole thing.
My soul, I can control it. Yeah.
I would,
so, like,
computer.
If you're a car, you could drive, right? But, like, if I'm a computer, I could hack into a car and drive it remotely. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, I could.
Especially
with
electric cars.
There's so many things I could do if I'm a computer.
Yeah, I'll pick a computer. Originally, I was going to say, like, a PS5, because then I could just play games. But if I have a computer, I could also play games. So I pick a computer.
There's only so much upload my consciousness into a AI robot or something. I don't know.
I just feel like you could be like Jarvis, or
you could do a bunch of stuff with, yeah, if your soul's in a computer.
you could control a 3D printer.
Yeah.
Print stuff out. Oh. Technology, endless. And my last question, because they were talking about, like, at the end, like, death. And, like, Andy said his perspective on what death is, and Fuko said her perspective. Like, when do you feel like someone is truly dead?
I kind of agree, like, symbolically. Like, once somebody forgets about you, like, once nobody remembers you, then you're truly dead. Like, you don't exist at all anymore. But I also agree with, like, when you're dead, you're dead. Like, you're gone. But there's still memories of, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
the memories of you live on. So technically you're not dead, but physically you're dead, but you still exist in the world. But once your existence is truly gone, like nobody knows who you are, then you're truly dead.
Excuse me. Or bless me. I agree. Like, obviously when you're dead, you're dead. Like, if you can't think, well, the way Andy posed it kind of made me think of like people in comas, or like people in like vegetative states, or even people who are just like in bodies that aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he was like saying, once you can't make change or something like that, right?
He was like, once you can't think, I think he was focusing more on like thoughts, yeah, and like thoughts and changes. Like, once you can't think or like change anything, then you're like dead. And that was his perspective. I mean, sometimes I think of like, what's the point of living if I'm not really able to think or do anything at that point? Like, if you're just like in a vegetative state or in a coma, are you truly, I mean, you're alive physically, I guess, like your heart's beating. But, like, are you really alive? You're alive, but you can't really do.
Right. You're anything. Alive, but you're not alive.
Yeah. And at that point, I'm like, what's the point of living? Like, not even, like, obviously you're in a coma, like, you don't really, you're just in the hands of whomever's taking care of you. But, like, say, like, you're not in a coma, but, like, you're just, like, extremely disabled to the point where you can't do anything. Like, would there be a point to live?
Can you come, there's always a chance for you to come back, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
you might as well just let it run its course until, you know, the wheels fall off. Like, you, so if you're in a coma and you're saying, like, you can't do anything, you're unresponsive, but there's a chance for you to come back. Kind of like Jinwoo's mom, basically. You would want them to just pull the plug?
No. I would want to stay alive. I'm saying, like, okay, oh, this is a good example. Like, I read this story about this lady whose daughter went into a coma. Like, I don't know, like 10 years ago or some crazy, 10, 8 years ago, something crazy like that. And she would come and see her every day in the hospital. She got moved to like 3 different hospitals. She kept being advised, like, she's not going to wake up. Like, she's in this state. She's never going to wake up. Like, you should just like let it go. And she's like, no, like, I want to keep giving her therapy. I want to keep taking care of her, moving her to different hospitals, doing whatever. And then finally, she starts like, I think one day she like laughs at something all of a sudden, like silent for like years. And she like laughs. And then slowly over the course of like years or months or whatever, and a mom coming to see her every day, she starts like making more and more noises, becoming more responsive. And then I think today at this point, like, she's just like in a chair, like an electric, not electric chair, like execution, but like,
like
mobile chair, like a mobility chair.
Right.
And like, she still can't like speak really, but I think she can like make noises and like kind of make facial expressions and stuff like that. And she was able to go to like her son's like high school football game or whatever. Like stuff like that. Like, even though you're still alive, but you still can't really do anything for yourself. Like, you personally, would you want to continue?
Yeah. Like, I can't, I can still experience things, but I just can't do stuff for myself.
Right.
Yeah. Until it became like to the point where I'm in pain or something like that. Cause it's not like she's in pain. She just can't do stuff, but she's not like, oh, I'm hurting, I'm aching. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I'm chilling here. Can we chilling? I can still watch stuff. I can still be with people, experience, you know. Can she talk?
Not really. She can maybe say like a few words, I think.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they can give her the thing, like, what's his name? Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah. So she can't move at all. Like, you're saying she can't move.
I don't think so. Like, she's in a little chair. I don't know if the chair has a little stick. She can
control the chair, though, right?
I don't know if she does it or if it's like a push chair. I'm pretty sure she does it, though.
Okay, so she has some mobility. She just can't, yeah. Like,
I think she has one hand that works. The other hand is kind of, like, not working.
Okay. So Stephen Hawking's.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. If Stephen Hawking's really like that's like way different.
Like, so Stephen Hawking's like a genius. Yeah, but I'm saying the situation, like the body situation is the same, the body situation. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want that. I'm not gonna lie.
See, me personally, like, yeah, like Stephen Hawking, I guess, is a little different because, like, although his body is like that, he still can think and do lots of things. She can't think? She can. I mean, I don't know what's going on in there because she can't talk, really.
What is this story? What?
I saw it on my Apple News app, like, Mom, a couple weeks ago.
Girl in coma laugh. 5 days ago, woman miraculously wakes up laughing from a 5-year coma. I don't know. I feel like until it happens, knock on wood, You know, I don't know what my answer would be. I would
hope
would
for
be.
That to never happen to anyone.
But, right, I don't know what my answer would be.
I don't know. I guess that's what I'm saying. It's so hard to think about because she can't describe what her brain and, like, thoughts feel like.
But she seemed very able to, like, communicate. She was moving around. She was crying. She was laughing.
Okay.
She was, yeah. If my brain is still there, then yeah. If I'm not in pain,
keep me going.
My brain's still there, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would say if my brain is still there, then yeah, keep me going. I guess. I don't know. Because I would feel bad if everyone had to, like, wipe my butt every day.
Yeah.
But that would suck. I don't know if I would want to put that on anyone to have to do. But, I mean, I don't know. One day I might have to do that, so. It depends. I don't know. But I do think that if you, like, live on, I don't know, within people's memories and, I don't know, stories or whatever, then, yes, you're physically dead, but your, not spirit, but your legacy lives on. I also don't feel like it's that important, though, for your legacy to live on. It's like most people's legacies don't live on for that long.
Yeah.
Maybe like a couple generations, like, at most.
Yeah, I can kind of agree to that. Like, it sounds kind of bad because it's almost, because with that line of thinking, it's almost like, who cares if the world is existing after you're dead kind of thing, you know?
That's true, yeah. That's how a lot of people think, though. That's why we're,
yeah,
in
that
situation.
Is how a lot of people think. It's like, when I'm gone, who cares? I'm not here anymore. So what?
I want my future generation of people to enjoy, despite I'm going to be gone still.
Right. I wouldn't want the, like, after I die, I wouldn't be like, I want the world to end. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be crazy. But some people do, like you said, some people do think like that. They're like, so what if global warming, I'm not gonna be here to see the, you know,
rapture,
the, yeah, or the outcome of that or whatever happens with that.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to that. I would like everyone after me to have a great time as well. Like, I don't think just because, like, I'm going to die one day, I'm going to just use, and throw caution into wind for everyone else because I'm going to be gone before I have to see the result of those actions. But I guess we'll see. Maybe we'll reverse it and no one has to, but I don't know. MASH will also happen to be really good.
Yeah, the two episodes, so you think he's really his son? You know what's crazy? I kind of had this prediction a long time ago that he was probably the kid of Innocent Zero, but
really?
I don't know, the way they disclosed it made it seem like it's not really his kid, like he's just saying that. But I was kind of feeling like that could be his dad.
It could be. I feel, I don't know. I mean,
because his current dad, the old guy, just found him literally in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So that could be his kid.
I mean, as of right now, I believe it. I don't see any reason to not believe it.
Who do you think his mom is?
Not that anything adds up. His mom?
This is a crazy prediction for me. If this is really his son, I think the lady, I don't know if that's a woman or a dude that he's fighting.
The Thorny?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think he's a guy. I can't tell.
All right. If he's a dude, then never mind. But if he's a woman, if it's a woman, I think that could be his mom, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
on some just crazy out there prediction. You know what I'm saying? But
maybe.
If not, if not only because they got the same eye color. That's the only reason I say that.
Okay. Maybe she doesn't know that that's her son.
And it seems like she's been around Innocent Zero for a long time. If it's a her, I don't. What's his name? I'm gonna look it up. If it's a dude or a girl.
Okay. I don't know their name. I know exactly what you're talking about. I also don't know if Matt Corona is a guy or a girl.
Who's that?
The music.
The music dude?
Person.
He was saying, I have a girl's heart or a woman's heart nose. And then the one guy was like, I knew he had a... I don't know. He's a dude trapped inside a woman's body. I don't know.
I don't know.
Here we go.
I honestly don't know. I'm just gonna go with women.
Bruh, look, you know what's crazy, bro? Look. I can't share it, but I just went on Reddit right 3 days ago, Mashal. Did anyone notice Cell War, the blonde with the thorn crown, and Mashal look the same? The only difference is the hair color and slight variation in haircut.
Dang.
Bruh, if that's his mom, bro. If that's his mom, I'm come on now. I'm cooking. Cell War, that's the name though.
Let's see.
Cell War. I'm just gonna type in Cell War on Wiki. I was on my.
You might spoil yourself though.
And what? No. I'm just gonna look at the gender type. I'm not gonna look at the relationship between characters. So I'm just gonna type in Cell War gender. Jesus Christ. Cell War is apathetic and a sadistic man. Okay, well, there's the answer. It says, despite he is often dumbfounded by the antics of devil, when tuplets, he speaks in a feminine tone. So it's a dude.
Okay.
Which we kind of assumed. I just wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I thought they were a dude.
Yeah. All right, well.
Still could be his mom. Who knows?
That could be his dad. They could have been a concoction of, I don't know, like a test, like a, not a real baby, you know, not made from,
natural, like
a test tube baby, not a natural, yeah, not a natural being or whatever. Because he has no magic whatsoever, so.
But what else happened? The fight with Mash and Macaroon was good. I had a feeling when he was snapping, I was like, he's traveling through sound. And then they said, yeah, he's traveling through sound. So I was like, why is he snapping and then moving? But that was cool. Kind of reminded me of Toto. It was a little different. But Mash beat him, and then Innocent Zero came, paused everything.
Yeah, it was like, I finally found you, my son. And then, is his name Heisenberg? Oh, no, Wahlberg.
Yeah. Wahlberg and Innocent Zero. And they're both students of Adam, the creator of magic.
The creator of magic, the god of magic.
I mean, that's all about I had to say. I just thought they were both good episodes.
Yeah, I don't have any like thing crazy to say. The baby thing was I didn't like that. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, why not?
It was just like it took away from what was going on.
Silly.
It was just like, yeah, it's like, why are we doing this right now? You know what I mean? Kind of deal.
Because isn't it? Who is
it? Literally cut from the two people that we cared about the most. Whoa, why did this do this? But it was like the two people we cared about the most, right? You know, fighting. Well, it went from Wahlberg and Innocent Zero about to start fighting, and then it cut back to them back at the Coliseum. And then it went to the baby thing. I'm like, all right, bruh.
Yeah.
All right, bruh.
That was unnecessary. But if it's the vibe of the show, so I'm not really.
Yeah.
They can't get too like, serious for too long.
I think they should have did that first. If they're going to do that, they should have did that first. And then, yeah. You know, that's just me, though.
That's no, I understand. I definitely understand. It did feel out of place for the moment. And the power itself was just like silly. Like, I'm going to turn you into babies. And then.
Yeah.
I don't know what he planned to do after that. He just turned them into babies. That's it. But okay. It's time we get to JJK.
Look how they massacred my boy.
Wait, we got to get to the preliminaries first.
Not gonna lie, bruh.
Let me get through the preliminaries first before we talk about the actual fight for a second. Let me see. Open up a Chrome tab. Right. I was just gonna say in this part when he goes to visit this barrier in the cave that this. Did you know that this was Sukuna? It's his corpse.
I had seen. I gotta share you this person on TikTok. It's this girl who everybody thinks is gay.
What?
Because she's always predicting stuff, and it's coming true every time she predicts it. And everybody's like, "You're gay," and she's like, "No, nah, I'm not gay," and everyone's like, "You're gay." And
are they Japanese?
Yeah, it's an Asian woman.
Oh, okay.
And it's just funny. But
wait, who is she? You said she's on TikTok?
Yeah, I'll send you one of her videos because she pops up every now and then. But she has some predictions that have been just very too on the money.
She's Anno Oon. She's the Anno Oon of JJK. But yeah, because I looked up the chapter, because I was like, who is this corpse? I kept trying to figure out, like, what is this body? And then it's right here on chapter one, like that same corpse. And the
Someone talked about that too. They were saying, she talked about that too, like, this has been, or it was a different person. It was like, it's all been foreshadowed, and they were saying, Yuji's the only one that's going to be left alive out of the team.
I could definitely see that. At this point, I thought that was cool. Yeah, and then it has the mask. But, like, what even happens? Let me look at my notes. I wrote so many notes. But, yeah, Hannah survived. And we already read past that part with Takaba, so we can kind of assume what happened there. Got the part with this guy, the blonde dude, who was just, I don't even know why he put that. I thought this whole part was just funny. Because I was like, why is he even including this character at this point? But it was funny.
Yeah, they were just talking, and he was like, one thing I can't say is you saved, or helped save. What's her name?
Hannah.
Yeah.
And then this part, with, Chozo. So Chozo hands Yuji the book with the Yuki research on the soul. And I thought that was funny because, like, I feel like Yuji is not the best person to give that information to like, actually do something with it.
Uh-huh.
But I thought that was funny because it's his brother, so I get why he would give it to him. But at the same time, I'm like, shouldn't, like, I don't know. Like more like an educational type, like Shoko or something. But he gave it to her. And then there's this part where he's like, he basically says, like, sorry about our siblings, the Chozo. And he's like, as long as they can go on living as part of you, it's fine. And that part really confused me.
What he said, as long as it's part of you, it's fine.
Yeah, because like as far as we know, like, what happened to their siblings. Because I don't think he's saying sorry about the two siblings that he killed in the beginning, because he already talked about them with that.
Wait. What do you?
Because remember,
you're saying he is more meaning to this.
Because remember, he said, "Well, Yuji and Chozo, they kind of already talked about, you know, killing Yuji, having to fight the other two siblings, and beating them in the beginning of the show." So when he's talking about sorry about these siblings, I feel like he's talking about the siblings that were in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what's wrong with the siblings in the warehouse? Like, why is he saying sorry about them?
They're dead. Aren't they? In the warehouse?
They should still be in the warehouse.
I thought that warehouse got destroyed while they were fighting. Ghetto.
Okay. So, yeah. So then you came to the same conclusion I did. Because there was a couple ways that I saw it was interpreted. Like, because right above this, Yuji says, "So long as I kill him, I'll eat anything." And then someone was like, Yuji may have eaten the cursed wombs.
Wait, scroll back up. He gave him the book.
This is before he gave him the book.
Right. Before he gave him the book, he was like, "I'll eat anything." Who gave him the book? The blonde dude? I thought Chozo gave him
the book. No. The blonde dude didn't give him the book.
Right. Chozo gave him the book.
Right. After this scene, Chozo gives him the book.
And then what's written on the book?
It's just Yuki's soul records.
Okay.
And then after that, he's basically like, sorry about... Well, he doesn't say sorry, but he's like, about our siblings. And he's like, it's fine as long as they can go on living as part of you.
But that has nothing to do with the book.
Right.
I think he's just saying, like, as long as... It's kind of like... Wait, Huko said to Andy, like, as long as they live with inside of you, they're never gone.
Okay.
So you think that's all it is. I think he's just saying, like, as long as you think about them and you remember them, they're still going to live on through you.
Okay. Because I saw the theory that Yuji ate the curse wounds. And then I was like, would he do that? Like, I don't know. I feel like Chozo wouldn't be okay with that. Like, I feel like that would be really weird. And then I thought about when Yuki fought Kenny and the black hole and everything, and it tore through everything. I was like, it must have just destroyed the warehouse. So that makes a lot more sense. That just, like, stumped me for, like, 20 minutes at work. I was like, why are they saying that? And I think up to everything else is just Gojo at this point, so... How'd you feel about Gojo's character? This is really the most of Gojo we've seen besides the flashback.
I would like to say he was only in there for 19 days, which is low-key crazy. A lot happened in 19 days. That's basically only 2 weeks and a half.
Yeah.
And he also said inside of there, it just felt like time was passing. It didn't feel like... He was like... He compared it to work. Like, you go to work and it... passed, like, time passed really fast, but it was kind of just like, it wasn't enjoyable. It was just stuff happening,
right? Like, you work, like, you don't enjoy the work, but it goes really fast and then it's all over and you're like, I wouldn't want to do that again, even though it went by fast.
Yeah,
that's basically what he said. And then he pulled up on Kenjaku. And I was like, how did he find Kenjaku that fast?
Oh, I think it just teleported him there. Because remember, he came out and it didn't put him in front of everybody. He just showed up in front of Kenjaku. So I think it was like a binding vow with the... Unless he teleported there. He could have teleported
there. Think so?
But I think what it was... Because remember, they were like, where's he at? He didn't show up. And then another thing that confused me was they said if you open it up using an angel's thing, Gojo should cease to exist. And he was like, how are you here? How did you do it? So Gojo just like, I mean, he does a bunch of impossible stuff.
He didn't explain it.
Yeah. What I was going to say is he does a bunch of impossible stuff anyway, like in the upcoming chapters that people are like, this shouldn't be able to be done, but he's doing it anyway. So.
Because he was also 8,000 meters below the water under curses. And then he came back up anyway.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. I was just confused because I was like, I thought, now that you said that, I thought maybe because they destroyed the seal, maybe it teleported him to where the rest of the cube is. Maybe it just teleported him to the other side of it or something, where Kenjaku has it. That's what I thought, maybe. But I also, at first, I was just like, maybe he just, like, can sense Kenjaku and just knows where he's at. But, like, why wouldn't he have done that?
But I think he can do that with anybody, too. Because he can just teleport low-key.
Yeah.
So he probably could just sense him and just be like, all right, I'm here.
But then why wouldn't he, like, pull up on him before everything happened? Unless he just wasn't on his radar.
What do you mean before everything happened?
Like, before... Like, why wouldn't he pull up on him after he killed Geto and Kenjaku took over his body if he just knew where he was at all times? Like, before Shibuya, before anything even happened.
I don't think he knew Kenjaku took over his body until they were in the subway.
Maybe because he looked at him?
And now he knows? Remember, he thought that... Where he thought Geto was dead. He didn't know Geto was still alive. He was under the interpretation Geto died back when he fought Yuta for X amount of time.
And then Gojo, like, killed him.
Right. But he didn't dispose of his body. And then Kenjaku found his body and took over his body and was just operating in the shadows for X amount of time.
So maybe it was just, like, off his radar. Or something. Because I'm trying to just rationalize how Gojo could just pull up on him out of nowhere. Like, I'm trying to figure it. But maybe, like, after he saw him in Shibuya, okay, now I have you in my system. My six-eyed system. I feel like you're
overthinking this a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I probably am.
I feel like it's Gojo, bro, and he wants to pull up on anybody. He can pull up on anybody, bro. That's just how I'm viewing it.
Okay.
Because then Sukuna shows up. Yeah. Right after. So it's like.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe I am just overthinking. But no, one last thing before I get into Gojo or Sukuna. How do you think that Gojo, like, executed Geto?
I think he just.
Like, how do you, like, humanely execute?
I mean, cut him with something. Wasn't it a sword? He picked up a sword and he sliced him, I thought.
Nah, it doesn't show how he killed him.
I know, it shows off screen, but I thought he had, like, something in his hand. And he walked up to him and then just, like, cut him.
Nah, he didn't have anything in his hand. That's why I'm asking, like, how did he, like, humanely execute Geto? Did he just, like, hollow purple him?
No, his body wouldn't exist anymore if he did that.
Like, I don't understand.
I mean, he was already about to die. He probably just, like...
choked him?
I mean, he probably just punched him in the chest or something and just killed him.
I don't know. That was just, like, an intrusive thought that... I thought about it, and I was like, how did he execute him? But anyway, I'm going to let you take over. You just talk about Gojo versus Sukuna.
I mean, it really was just them spamming domain expansions for the most part.
Yeah.
Domain. Like, literally, just spamming their domains. And then it's supposed to be a time period of when you can't use... Oh, also, basically, he's at full strength, because he was like, this covers the last finger. He's like, yeah, this should be more than enough.
Ate his own body.
Yeah.
Ate his own corpse.
And then May is freaking running a gambling ring.
Yeah, she broadcasts pay per view.
Yeah, the fights and everything and betting money. So she's just, regardless of what happens, she's still going to be okay.
No, she always going to get to the bag. That's always going to happen. This part made me think, like, remember I kept saying, like, Tengen needs to take more responsibility for all this happening? I feel like Tengen's a villain at this point.
Oh, why? Like, because he put trust into them being able to beat Kenjaku and Shibuya instead of just breaking the one of the barriers.
Well, that's another reason why he could have avoided Shibuya happening. But, like, just like how, because, like, remember he gave Sukuna the mask and he was like, Tengen, is this meant to be ironic? So, like, they all know each other. And then at this part, Kenjaku's like, he was talking about, like, ideals and, like, taking the first step forward to, like, do what you want to do. And then he was like, I'm talking to you, Tengen. So, like, I'm confused. Like, did Tengen really want to do something? He just
didn't. I thought he absorbed Tengen.
He did.
So how's he talking to him?
He, like, continuously talks to him. And then Tengen talks back.
Where does he talk back?
In the this part. Wait, hold on. When he's in the cave, he's like Ghetto, like, makes the.
But I thought he's making him say certain stuff though. Like with the change in the game, he's talking to Tengen and making Tengen say it, right?
I don't know. Look, Tengen, what are you playing at? And then Kenjaku was like, I'm putting a bug into the game on purpose. Oh, no, right. Maybe this is Kenjaku. But wait, at this point,
I thought Kenjaku was forcing Tengen to say this because he's the game master.
I don't think so. I think it's Kenjaku talking. And then this panel, he does the rule thing. And then Tengen's like, why go about this in such a roundabout manner? If what you need is to end the culling game and blah, 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 blah. Like, Tengen's talking to him.
Right, but I don't think he has any power over what's happening. I feel like Kenjaku can force him to do whatever he wants him to do.
You think he's just puppeting him to have a conversation?
No, I think Tengen can speak, but in terms of, like, adding rules and doing certain things, because if he absorbed, I feel like he has the power to use Tengen how he sees fit.
Yeah, he can do that.
Because now he's, like, talking to a TV that's scrambled sentient? In front of a game.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Kenny's just a weird guy.
And asking him what's, like, like, he said, I'm talking to you. Nobody's responding. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, I don't know. But everybody's always like, bruh, you keep talking to yourself.
To Kenny?
Yeah, to Kenjaku. They're like, you keep talking to yourself.
He does talk to himself a lot. So you think it's all in his head? That's a way
I'm
to
not
interpret.
Saying that. I'm just, I don't know. I got to read more deeply. I kind of was just reading, just to read. You know, like I was consuming the story, but I wasn't thinking too deeply about the Tengen and Kenjaku thing. Because I really don't understand how Kenjaku's just kind of walking around. Not Kenjaku, I mean Tengen is just walking around. I thought he, like, absorbed him or something, but he's just there, like, standing with him and speaking.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, betting game, blah 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 blah, heavy hitters, blah 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 blah.
Also, that time period, it was what, like 10 days, Christmas Eve, to prepare for battle.
Yeah.
What, everybody's, like, hyping them up, like, training. Yeah, you gonna do it.
this was so sick to read, knowing already what happens. Because that panel, like, I just want to imagine, like, how they felt.
Oh, when people first seen it, they're like, nah, I'd win. They're like, yeah, let's go, go. They're like, he's here, the goat.
And that part where, like, the chapter right before he dies, where at the end of it, it says Gojo won.
Yeah.
And then the very next chapter starting with a flashback.
Yeah. Wasn't even a flashback. It was just him
dreaming. His
talking to all his dead friends.
Yeah. That was sick. That must have been terrible. The leaks probably went crazy. We saw Udahime's power with her what's it called? Like she just like enhances.
Yeah, they do incantations and music and stuff. And they were saying once you get higher up, you can skip the... I don't know, it was kind of weird when they were talking about this. They were saying, like, once you're really good, you don't have to use hand gestures or incantations. But then they also said, but using them can enhance your curse technique.
Right.
And that's why, I mean, we'll see later when freaking Sukuna goes into his true form. He has extra arms and an extra mouth. So he can use hand signals and incantate while he's using stuff. So it's like more boost. And he's like, it doesn't prohibit any of his other stuff. Because he has an extra mouth on his stomach. Two extra hands. So he can do hand signals and incantate while he's using his regular stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how he beat... It was like, what, the five pillars? Of like...
The five... Source. Void generals or something.
Yeah, and it's like, bruh, why is he the only person? I don't know, bruh. It's a lot of questions on like, why is he the only person to? Maybe it's taboo to configure your body that way or something.
Like, is he a mutant or is it like a curse technique? Or I don't understand how that works.
But the fight was pretty cool. Maharaga did carry. The battle of the domains was interesting because, like, they both lost and they both won. But then Sukuna kind of revealed, like, he was kind of letting him use his domain on purpose to allow Maharaga to figure out a way to nullify Infinite Void. But one thing I didn't like, why I said it was kind of backhanded, was, I mean, I guess Sukuna made him do that. Because he had to adapt to it twice. Because he was like, I need him to adapt in a certain way that I can replicate. Because he was like, the first way he beat it, I can't replicate that. But I don't know. Like I just don't see why somebody would adapt twice if the first way works. You know what I mean? Like, why would something be like, oh, I got to figure out a better way to deal with this if I can deal with it?
So the way I saw it is like, Sukuna. Well, the first way,
right,
okay. Like he truly mastered Maharaga, like in the way that we never seen Maharaga before Megumi summoned them anyway, but like he was doing things that I guess were probably never before seen, honestly, because like he was using their abilities on himself, and then he also showed that you could give them
Your abilities.
Even though that's probably super unprecedented, because he's probably the only person with 10 shadows who's had other abilities besides 10 shadows.
10 shadows, yeah.
So that was unprecedented. And then I get what he was saying. Like, Maharaga, obviously, like, all his shadows have different abilities. Like, he can't nullify Gojo's Limitless. Like, he has no way to do that. Just like naturally, without like the domain amplification type thing. And like the funny thing is, like, he still didn't nullify Limitless. Like, what Maharaga actually showed him was basically like, you remember we were talking about when an athlete does like a physical feat that's never before seen, and then a bunch of other people and break a bunch that of record.
Can do it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't think he actually, like, adapted to anything per se. I think Maharaga just like showed Sukuna like it's possible for you to cut through it, because like his slash didn't really change. It was just like
he just cut up all the space in between.
Yeah, like I interpret it as like he just like he never thought to like think I could cut through the entire world or I could cut through the entire universe. And I think once he thought that he could do it, and then he did it, it was enough to cut through Gojo's technique.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my interpretation.
It's just, I don't know. I think Mahiraga carried heavily. Even though Gojo was like, even if he didn't have Mahiraga, I probably would have lost. He like, he didn't go all out, but I don't know, man. I felt like Lacuna's back was kind of against the wall without the 10 shadows.
I feel like he had to, I don't know. Like, he had to do something to reserve himself in some kind of way. Like, he had to fight. He knew that he would have to fight multiple special grade people in the same day, including Gojo, who is, like, the strongest of them. So, I don't know. I'm not really mad at him using 10 shadows, per se.
No. I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying. I don't know. I really don't know if this fight goes the same way if he doesn't have 10 shadows, though.
Like, you think if he was just, like, forearm Sukuna that Gojo could have beat him?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think that?
Because, I mean, at the beginning of the fight, he was like, I had to nullify Infinite Void. Like, I had to take that card out of your book, like, right away.
Right.
Because if I didn't, then I wouldn't really have an answer for that. And the only way he could do that was with Mahiraga.
Well, he also had the domain amplification.
Yeah, but they were going domain for domain. And Gojo was winning. Because they would go domain for domain, and then inside it would be 3-minute window where they're just like fighting regular. Like no curse energy, I believe. Or no curse technique. And then Gojo would come out and he's like, I did enough damage to the point where he can't use his amplification or something like that, right?
Right. The last couple times. He couldn't use his domain would break because he took enough damage.
Right.
But like the first couple times, Sukuna just beat him.
Well, he won the domain battle and then they were both just changing their domains to do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah. We'll say like the first time Sukuna just broke it from the outside, and then Gojo got slashed up, and then Sukuna got in his face, started slashing him, and then
and then he reversed her technique, healed his body, and then he was like, "All right, let's do this again, round two." And then
same thing kind of happened, and then Gojo
figured it out,
changed domain again. So yeah, but do you think, like, I don't know if it would go the same way if Sukuna had, like, forearm Sukuna, I feel like it would be a bit different.
Because he would have been stronger? He would have did something else, probably?
Yeah, he would have took a different route. Approach? Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I feel like when he was using the domain amplification, I feel like it would be harder to counter if he had forearms. And we don't know what that curse tool does either, but
oh, the one that he just got?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think, I don't know. I just feel like the way the fight went, it was a good fight. But I definitely feel like you just said, like, bro, if I stepped in, you probably wouldn't be dead right now.
Yeah, probably not.
And they were like, but Urame would have showed up. Fuck Urame, bruh. I'm getting her gone too, bruh. She light work too. Like, what the heck, bruh? I don't know. I feel like it was just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Just lost for words.
Not lost for words. I think I'll go back and reread it again, but I kind of just felt like Uh, don't know. I kind of just. I do think that. I feel like Gojo just got handled so. I don't want to say easily, because he was putting in work. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing his thing. But I don't know. I feel like the way he went out was just kind of whack.
You didn't like the ending?
And now everybody else is able to kind of just hang with Sukuna. Not hang, but like, because he's obviously, you know, super tired and stuff. Like, he put in all the damage, so now they can, you know, hop in and try their best to finish the job, right?
Right. And he did hurt him really bad. Like, I thought this was, it could have went either way, I think. He had him on the ropes.
Nah, yeah, he did.
For sure.
He did.
Like, it's not like Sukuna just, destroyed them. And they both, destroyed
their brains.
Them.
Their brains are done.
Yeah.
Their prefrontal cortex is fried.
Like, it was a lot of... I personally think that it was a really cool fight. Not even from a story perspective. Like, when it gets animated, it's gonna be insane. Gojo and... Well, really, Gojo did, like, a lot of, like, cool stuff.
Yeah, Sukuna wasn't really doing much.
Yeah, Sukuna did a lot of the same things we already seen, besides, like, Agito, but Gojo did, like, the... my favorite part was the remote purple. When he sent the...
The blue and the red.
The blue and red separately, and then they formed.
Yeah.
Like, that was really cool. Like, I want to see that animated. Like, Gojo had a lot of... They both had cool parts, but I think Gojo really, like, got the show out in the fight. I mean, besides that, from a story standpoint, I mean, I guess he kind of just had to get Gojo out of there in order for everyone else to shine.
Yeah. If they will shine, we'll see.
And then Kashimo died. I saw people were kind of upset about that, but also, I mean, not surprised.
Right, he just got clapped, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
he did a little something. He was fighting Sukuna at full strength.
Yeah.
And I feel like Sukuna just always says, like, you're strong. After he kills somebody, you're strong. Who is this deer thing? Where did that come from?
That's the fusion one he did. So I think it's the tiger, the deer, the snake, and the bird.
He just mixed them all together.
Yeah. Put together.
And nobody else can do that, right?
That we know of, no.
So that's the 10 shadow, just combine 3 shadows in one.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what is this creature?
Yeah.
like, where is this thing coming from? And why can't it heal him?
Oh, that's the... Because remember the tranquil deer? From when he fought Megumi's sister? And he summoned the deer?
Okay.
It has, like, reverse curse technique in it.
So basically what you're telling me is Megumi is just ass.
Oh, yeah. I thought we all knew that Megumi was ass. Megumi is potential man.
Potential man.
Megumi wasn't doing any of this. I don't even know if he wanted to do any of this. Honestly.
I mean, all we seen him use was the dogs, the rabbits, the bird, and the elephant.
And the snake and the bunnies.
Yeah, and the snake. And the what else?
The hares. Or you said
the rabbits. I said the bunnies. I said the bunnies. Yeah. So that's 5 out of 10.
And he used another one. Cause I just made a video with us talking about this. I can't remember what it is now. Wait.
Frogs.
Hares.
Didn't he use frogs?
Yeah. Frogs, bird, hare, elephant, snake.
Dog.
Yeah, so he used 6 out of 10.
So he never used a deer, Mahiraga,
or
the lion,
ox, or the tiger. Yeah.
Or yeah, tiger and then the ox, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, 6 out of 10.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Blah 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 blah. Yuta blah 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 blah. Kari blah 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 blah. I don't know. I thought you were gonna have more to say about the fight, honestly, but it just sounds like you're.
I'm just like, in grief. I don't know, man. I feel like Gojo was the one. It's like, I don't know. I feel like more of, I don't know. It's just like, dang, bro. He lost.
How'd you feel about his afterlife?
Oh, his thing? His little dream before death?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty good. Talking to his best friend. It's funny that he saw Nanami as his teenage self and not adult Nanami.
Yeah.
And then the principal was there.
And Riko and Riko's retainer. Riko's and Toji retainer was in the background.
Who's Riko's retainer? Oh yeah, Rika. Rika. The girl, yeah, the girl, yeah. And the woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were there too, yeah.
Where's that? Yeah, and Toji was there in the background.
So yeah. Look how they massacre my boy.
I'm not mad about it because I mean I already knew what was gonna happen.
I just feel like cutting up the way it happened. Like, he basically used Mahiraga to adapt to Infinite Void in a way that he can replicate, which I'm okay with. I'm fine with that. But, like, I don't know. Like, his thing was cutting up all the space. Scroll down a little bit. I mean, they're doing a lot of unbelievable stuff because he explains how he does it, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, after first adapting Mahiraga was altering the essence of his own cursed energy in order to neutralize and nullify your infinite void. Your infinity. He was like, that's something I'm not able to do. I waited for it to discover another adaptation to counter your infinite. But, like, why would it discover another adaptation if it already adapted?
I mean, I feel like...
Because he was making it seem like he just waited. He was like, I want him to adapt again.
Yeah.
But, like, why would something adapt again if it's already adapted once?
I feel now, like maybe because he had like, full control of it.
That's what I'm saying. Unless he was like, I forced him. But he didn't say that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I realized the way he beat it, I couldn't do that. So I made him, you know, figure it out again. But he's just like, I just waited for him to adapt again. But why would it adapt again?
I think he had to have told it to do so. Because remember, he also, what did he do? He was like, come on, Mahiraga, like, this isn't what I want to see. But you should be more of my technique than Megumi's, and then Mahiraga did the slash. So I feel like he had more control over it. I mean, I could see a world where he was like, he got the adaption and he was like, I don't really like this adaption, like, do it again.
Right, yeah. But I don't know. I need that to be more. I need that to be said. That's the only reason I'm like, I don't really. That's the only reason I'm like, I don't really like how that came out. But other than that, it's fine to me. I just don't like how it's like, it already adapted. And, like, I'm just trying to think of something in regular life, right? If something adapts, like, for instance, let's say you're in a fighting game, right?
Okay.
And you download this dude, he's fighting you, he's doing the same thing. You adapt to what he's doing, and you just keep, you know, you stop it, and then you counter it, and it's been working. Okay. Why would I change in the middle of my fight? Why would I just be like, I think I could adapt this better, or something like that, if it's been working?
I feel like a better example that I think, at least that I could understand, is like, say you're fighting against this character, and they're known for having overheads that are really hard to dodge, and you see like a pro or just someone else playing them, and they have a counter for them, but like it's something that you, like, it's a good counter, it works, but like you can't really replicate that because you're not as good as them, or you, it doesn't really fit your style.
Right. But why would that pro then, in this instance, why would that pro use the other thing, the other counter, in the middle of the fight if he's using the other one that's working fine?
Oh, I don't
know. Without you asking him.
They probably wouldn't.
And that's my only thing. That's my thing. Like, why would he, if he didn't ask him to do it?
That's literally my only right.
It's like super nitpicky. Implied. It's super nitpicky, but you get what I'm saying, though? It's like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like, bruh, like, what?
It has to be that Sukuna told him.
I didn't see that. So that's why I'm like, that's why I feel like his loss was kind of backhanded. It's like, why would, you know, why would that happen?
Yeah, like, why would they change up if it's working?
Yeah.
And this is what I came to know as the way to beat it. Unless you were told to do so. Yeah, I guess.
Like, it would have been one thing if he was like, all right, Mahara, you know, like, that's cool and all, but I can't replicate. You know, like, I can't do that. Like, find another way that is. Like,
if he said that verbally.
Me. Like, or not even just find another way. If he was like, find another way. Adapt a different way. Adapt again. Or he told it like, I like the way you figured it out, but adapt again. Figure a different way out.
And now that you say that, and I think about it, for Maharaga, like, it has to spin four times to adapt. And we didn't see it spin another four times to adapt again.
I don't think it has to spin a full five, right?
No, that's what it said. It was like, it adapts over time, gradually.
He was saying, like, it'll get hit by something, and it'll take X amount of time to adapt, but if it's hit by it again and again, it'll adapt quicker.
Right.
But the spinning signifies the time it takes, right?
Right.
So, like, if he gets hit with it, and then he just sits there, eventually it'll spin five times, and he adapted. Correct? That's what will happen? But if he gets hit with it two or three more times, the adaption happens faster. So it's like, it circumvents that time frame, that time period. It just spins automatically.
Right. What I'm saying is like, okay, so let's say he gets, the fight starts, he starts getting hit with Infinity, and he starts adapting. It takes him, I don't know, 2 minutes, whatever time the fight is to adapt. And then he fully adapts. He comes up with the first adaption, nullifying it. And then Sukuna is like, that's not going to work. You need a new one. So as he's fighting Gojo more, and this is near the end of the fight at this point, if he's already nullifying the technique, how is he even adapting to it to make another adaption?
Yeah, unless he's letting himself get hit by it again.
Right. Which wasn't really stated, per se. Was Gojo even using Limitless by the end? Maybe just for Sukuna he was using it. Maybe he was turning it on and off. I just don't see that much time going by for the same adaption to happen twice.
I mean, he said he adapted in 0.01 seconds.
That was like confusion because he was like doing it in secret.
Right.
And Megumi's soul was the target, which is another confusing thing I don't understand. But that's when they were doing the domains over and over again. I don't understand how Megumi's soul...
Yeah, he said the second adaptation was exactly what I had been anticipating, but it wasn't sending slashes flying as I do. its intended target wasn't just you, but the space, the entire world, existence itself. It targeted everything before it unleashed those slashes. And then he said, your infinity meant nothing as long as it existed within that space that would, that the world, that space, that that world, it would all be torn apart. It was a near impossible technique to pull off, but that model proved to be quite effective. So he just cut up, like, basically the fabric of reality.
He just cuts harder now. That's about it.
Like, he cut up literally the fabric in space and time of reality in that area. So infinity is also going to get cut because he's tearing apart. He's basically, he cut the fabric of reality. So whatever exists inside that that reality is gone. It's getting cut.
But I don't think he actually cut the fabric of reality. I think he aimed to cut the fabric of reality.
What do you mean?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said, like, earlier with the whole athlete thing. Like, I feel like it was more like a, like, shoot for the sun. Obviously, you're not going to hit the sun, but you're going to go farther than if you're just shooting for the top of the trees, if you know what I'm saying. Like, if someone tells you to throw a ball, right, and they're mm-hmm. like, I don't know, throw a ball 20 feet, or they say, throw a ball, try to aim for 1,000 feet. You might throw the ball farther because you're aiming for something so much farther. And you might not necessarily hit 1,000 feet, but it might boost you because you're aiming for something so high.
I don't know. I get what you're saying. Like, the target is so high that you're going to get farther than if you try to just reach the smaller target.
Right.
But, like, infinity exists in time and space. So it's like he had to cut time and space to break infinity because it exists in that fabric of space.
Wait, time and space?
Like, not time, but space. Like, it said the target wasn't just you, Gojo, but space, the entire world, existence itself, if targeted everything before it unleashed those slashes. And it said your infinity meant nothing as long as it existed within that space, that world. So he had to cut that space in that world to reach the infinity. Because, like, I get what you're saying. Like, let's say he's reaching for that, but he falls short of that space in that world, or that, you know, that existence of whatever space or that world is, it is itself. That's where the infinity, like, that's where it lives. So if you miss that mark, then you're not cutting his infinity. So he had to cut that space.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, if he can do that, then who can't he kill?
I don't know.
I don't know, bro. It's just like, oh my God, bro. Like, these feats and what's happening is just, it's like I'm hating right now. I ain't gonna lie, because it's Sukuna killing Gojo. That's really what it is. Because, I mean, they've both done some impossible stuff, but. And I like Sukuna, but I like Gojo more.
I like both. Like, I'm not, like, rooting for Sukuna or anything. I do think he's gonna get beaten in the end.
I don't know. So, I don't know if he will get beaten. If he does get beaten, it's gonna be some. It's gonna be weak.
I know. He's gonna be weak.
Way he loses is gonna be weak. I'm not gonna, like, the way he loses is not gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
It's not gonna be a good ending.
It's not gonna be like, ah, yes, they beat him. It's gonna be like, ah, well, about time. I mean,
I'm trying to think of a character that I can even compare him to.
Thanos?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Literally, it's like maybe. Thanos, bro. He did what he did. His job was done, and they pulled up on him when he was resting on a fucking cabin and cut his head off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a win.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel me? It's like, all right, you killed him, but, like, he did what he did. He was weak. He wasn't even, you know what I'm saying?
I guess we'll see. We'll see how
I think that's a perfect analogy, though. Like, literally, when the Avengers pulled up on Thanos after he won and did the snap and destroyed half of the universe, and he was just chilling on his cabin, they pull up on him, grab his arms, and cut his head off. Like, he's already tired, bro. Like,
he's an old man at this point. We'll see. I mean, he's definitely not done in terms of, like he's not, like, weakened like that. Like, he's actually stronger now, I think.
Stronger than when he fought Gojo?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, I think he has more, he's using more abilities. I don't think he's stronger, though. I think he had more energy, for sure. Because you gotta remember, his brain is still messed up.
Oh, that's true, that's true. He is still tired. You're right, yeah. Like, it healed his physical body when he
incarnated. His curse techniques and stuff are being kind of limited. We don't know to what extent, but
yeah.
And then I'm not gonna lie, they cut back to Ghetto, and I don't know who that girl was that he killed. I'm kind of
a random awakened person.
Like, who is this
incarnate person?
And then old dude shows up who blows stuff up, right?
Yeah, the guy would be throwing his eyeballs and stuff.
Yeah, and then he died. And then the joke man shows
Sakaba. I actually love that part.
Really? That part? That part was cool.
Like a funny three chapters. Like, that was really funny to me.
But remember, I was telling you, like, he's kind of OP, bro. Like, really? He's OP. Yeah. But I don't know why Angel didn't tell him what his true power was. She was like, it'll mess things up.
Yeah. And I think I can see that. Like, if you know, because I could see it getting in the way. Because I think he has to truly believe that something's funny. You know what it reminds me of now? We talk about the guy from Bleach, Gurmi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Literally, the same thing. Except his has to be funny.
Yeah.
It has to be funny to him.
Like, I feel like
it literally is Gurmi. He is Gurmi. That's literally what he is.
Like, I feel like if he knew what his power was, like, he would be thinking too hard about it to the point where it's not actually funny anymore, and it would probably get in his way. At least that's how I interpret it. We also learned that he can't kill people.
Oh, he can't? Really?
Yeah, Yuta said that. Hold on. Because that's why
Yuta chopped his head off.
Yeah. Hold on. This is the courtroom one. But yeah, I really like this part. And Kenny was interesting, too.
He likes comedy.
Yeah, he likes comedy. And he was enjoying himself. He was like, this is the most fun I've had in a long time. But yeah, he was like, that's enough. He says, you were funny. That happens. Yeah, he said, Sakaba can't kill people.
Can he not kill people because he just can't do it, or he can't kill people because, like, that's the restriction to him?
I don't know. Are you saying, like, a moral versus, like...
Yeah, I'm saying, like, is it a moral thing? Like, he just can't come to kill people? That's just not his thing?
I don't know. It doesn't say. He just says that he can't kill people. I assumed it was just, like, his curse technique. Like, he can't be used
to kill someone.
But it could be that he's just against killing.
Because he could just find it so funny, like, dang, what if this dude just got ran over by a car in the middle of the street and died? See, bro, I couldn't have that power, because I'm laughing right now.
I laugh at some fucked up stuff.
Dude would have been dead, bro. You're gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what would it be like if Japan just got hit by a nuke right now? that would be too OP, probably.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm actually laughing. I'm actually laughing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, Kenjaku would have been gone. You would have been dead. I would have walked up on him like, bruh, it's so funny that you think you can beat me. I'm laughing because you think you can beat me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is funny to me. You think you can beat me. So you think you can beat me, but you can't beat me. And that's funny. You know? I don't know, man.
Yeah, that would be too. But I like their little, that two chapters.
I'd be like, bruh, really you're good. Dog shit. He turns into a pile of poop.
Oh, that's really God. How powerful his move like, was, bro. Like, anything he imagined that it literally would start doing.
Like, bruh, oh my God. I would walk up to him and be like, bruh, you are dog shit. And just start laughing. And then he turns into poop. and we're done. We're out of here. We're like, oh my god.
And then what else happened? Yeah, because like during the fight, Geto was, I think he said something that kind of made him question.
Yeah, if he was truly himself. Funny. And yeah. He was also like, I take back what I said. He was like, I want everyone to laugh. I don't want just 99 out of 100 people.
Yeah. That was funny. And we have the Higurama.
How'd you feel about that? He also got a flashback, too, to like when he was in school.
Oh, yeah, with the guy who wasn't taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this back guy. To, the main attraction.
And that teacher was the whole like commentator bit was funny too when they kept going back and forth in the fight.
Yeah,
and he kept saying stuff about what was going on, and he's like, you know what? At this point, don't ask me because I don't know what's going on anymore. and then they started to do the trial, and then that was where we ended. Oh yeah, and Hikari and Urami, I forgot. I think Hikari could probably beat Urami.
I do too. I think so could Yuta.
I think Yuta could definitely beat her. Well, that's the thing about Urami is that we haven't really seen her. She's only done like sneak attacks.
With ice.
Yeah. Like every time she pops up, she's just doing a sneak attack.
So they're saying really that she's related to Gojo.
Who said that?
That's what some people were saying, like they're distant like relatives or something.
Maybe. Gojo smacked her, though. So.
Yeah.
Oh, now that you said that, this is reminded me. Apparently, the Gojo clan is still a thing. It's just they don't do anything. In secret?
Oh, they don't do anything?
Because I looked it up because I was getting confused about the Gojo clan. And then I started reading and people kept saying, like, no, the Gojo clan's still alive. Like, they just like,
but he said he was the last of the Gojo clan.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking they were saying too. But they were saying like it was like a misinterpretation. Like he said, they said the Gojo clan basically like Gojo is a one man army, and like with him alone,
all of the clan.
Yeah. So it's not that the Gojo clan is dead or gone. It's that they just don't do or say anything because Gojo basically like has like majority of the power in like Jujutsu society. So they don't do anything. You would have to look it up because I had to look up a bunch of stuff. Cause I was trying to figure out like whether his clan was actually dead or not. And people kept saying that nah, they're alive. They just aren't shown. And he doesn't care about them either, because he never mentions them.
Yeah, it does say on the wiki that there are other members, but Gojo is the head. That man really got packed up.
Who, Gojo? Yeah. Oh. And Ino,
I don't know, maybe it's because like Sukuna wasn't really using any of his techniques to fight him for real.
What do you mean?
Like he was basically just using all the Megami stuff. Yeah, he used Slash and, you know, Malevolent Shrine a little bit, but it really felt like Gojo was just on the offensive and Sukuna was just there stalling for time.
He was. Yeah. That basically is the fight. Sukuna stalling to adapt to everything.
Like trying Gojo to charge does. Up his super move.
Yeah.
All right, it's charged. I'm going to use it. And then like, ah, oh, man, that's...
Yeah. At one point, Sukuna was even playing defense to the Fen Maharaga.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Sukuna, like, I don't know. I mean, he had to do something to not drain himself too much. Like they even said, like Gojo has to go all out, but
yeah, but he
Sukuna,
doesn't.
Well, Well, no, nah, Gojo needs to go all out, but Sukuna can't really afford to go all out. But we'll see. Do you think they're going to live through this or die?
I think a lot of people are about to die. I'm not going to lie. I think a good amount of people are about to die. I think I see the only people that I think may be left standing, to be honest, that are about to enter the battlefield, Yuta and Yuji.
What about Maki?
I think, I don't know about Maki. I think Maki will be a huge benefit, but I don't think she'll last until the final instance of the battle.
Okay. I can see.
I just look at it like, all right, she's on the same level of Toji, right? Toji got hollow purple, and Sukuna just ate a hollow purple low key.
And a couple hollow purples.
Yeah. And so I'm feeling like, you know what I'm saying? If he gets the opportunity, he can get her out of there. But I do think she'll be annoying.
The waffle. That's what they call the move that he hit Kashima with, the waffle.
Oh, because it could have, like,
all the slices.
All the spice, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I honestly have no idea. I think a new chapter is supposed to come out today.
Yeah, it was some leaks. Wow. I looked at them a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what happened, but they basically said that the only person that Sukuna is looking forward to fighting is Maki.
It's interesting.
Like, that's who he's excited to fight. Ever since Gojo's died, he's been kind of like, all right, everybody's kind of cool, but I want to fight her. For reasons we already know. She has no curse energy, so he's probably like, this is something I haven't experienced before. What can you show me?
How do you feel about do you think there's any significance to, like, teaching Sukuna love thing?
Oh, can they keep bringing it up?
Yeah.
I mean, he's only really brought up twice. And he was like, she would have been better suited to be with someone like Gojo. Instead of trying to go after me. And then the other dude was like, you do know what love is. Love on the battlefield. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
What does Sukuna say? Because he was like, how can you love people that are, like, beneath you or something?
And well, Sukuna's like, whole thing was like, I don't let anybody else, like, determine my enjoyment or how I feel. He was like, everything I do is based on, you know, me and my he was like, no one can make me eat, no one can make me, you know, like, my enjoyment, yeah. If my enjoyment was to come from someone else, then I don't want to, like, misconstrue his words, but he's basically saying, like, why would I get enjoyment based on someone else's, what they do to me, and not strictly based on what I can do for myself.
He was like, if I want to eat, I'll eat. If someone is entertaining, I'll throw them a bone. Blah, blah, blah. Basically saying, like, I do what I want to do. I'm not really worried. It's not really my concern if other people don't like it or something like that. And Gojo was also,
and then Kashima
like,
was going to die anyway, bro. He used that move. Even if he was to be Gojo, he would have died after. Because he turned his whole body into electricity.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't even... Well, he landed some hits.
Nah, yeah.
But he still died in hilarious fashion. As soon as that flashback came up, I was like, I know. Because when he turned around and the waffle was coming, I was like, bro, he about to get a flashback. And then he did. That shit was just funny. I don't know if I have anything else. Besides that, maybe just like Megumi.
Yeah, what is that curse tool though? It's like just a handle.
I don't know. It's like a little, like a very tiny dagger. before I saw, like, actually read it, like, months ago, I thought it looked like a baby rattle or something. I was like, what is that?
That's what does it do? Like to me. We don't know what it does yet still?
Nah. And it got confiscated. I don't know if we'll even see it.
Oh, it is a dagger at the bottom, on the bottom of it.
Yeah. You think Megumi is dead?
I mean, his soul is still there, but I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like what's going to happen, bro, is they're going to get him so weak to the point where Megumi's soul can take over or, you know, gain back control. And dare I say it, bro, Sukuna is going to lose because he's going to get so weak to the point where Megumi can get control back and Megumi's going to kill himself. That's my prediction, bro. That is my prediction.
I actually see that happening.
That is my prediction. That is my prediction on how they're going to be Sukuna. Prediction.
That's actually great. Like, everyone dies except Yuji, and Yuji's fighting him. He's like about to die, and then Megumi takes over.
Yeah,
and kills himself in front of him.
Yeah. And it'll be a callback to when Yuji saved Megumi.
Yeah. I think he just wrote Jujutsu Kaisen. Are you getting it?
That's what I think's gonna happen, bro. That's what I think's gonna happen.
That is a great prediction.
And then they're gonna keep that one. You are my bitch. Right at the end, bro. You oh are my speech. God.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't even know what this like. And I think Tengen is going to assimilate. I don't know. Like this could low key just be like a prequel to a new show. Because once everybody becomes like sorcerers, it could be a whole new world. Like this was the history, and now life as we know it has changed completely.
It could be because he did say last year that it would end this year. Yeah, I don't know if he's the type. I don't really know anything about the guy, obviously. I don't know him, but like from how he writes, and how he like does interviews, I don't know if he's the type to do a sequel or not. Because it kind of just feels like, you know, I'm gonna do this and I'm done.
Oh, we didn't even talk about how Yuji's arms and stuff look weird and different.
Oh yeah. He has like scales or like
things nails
or something. Yeah. That is weird.
But he did say I was soaked in this cursed energy called Sukuna, so maybe.
Maybe his body's changing?
His body just becomes a carbon copy of Sukuna?
He already kind of looks like way. Him.
Yeah, that could be another way
to even out the battlefield.
Even out the odds, yeah. His body is just slowly transforming into Sukuna, so now Sukuna is fighting himself. Mirror match style.
That would be interesting. Do you think Gojo will come back?
Nah. They did say something about, they talked about the principal though. And he was asking the old dude, like, did he tell you how he did it? And the old dude killed all the higher ups.
Did the old dude do that?
I don't know. He was like, I think you should be head of Jujutsu Sorcery. That's what he told Gojo. And then it just showed a flash or a panel of all the people behind the behind the wall, just laid out with the walls on the ground.
I was confused about that.
So
we'll see about that one.
I'm not gonna lie; it seems like everybody involved with like the political system of Jujutsu Sorcery is dead. The Zenin clan is wiped. The head of the Gojo clan is dead. The higher ups got murdered. Right now, Kenjaku's head is off.
Yeah. It's looking a little weird. I don't know.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, even after this, like, after this battle is done, what is the remaining of, like, Jujutsu society? And now the public knows it exists, so.
True.
They couldn't go back in hiding, even if they wanted to.
And a lot of them are sorcerers.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends who wins. If Sukuna wins, things might be a little different. And the United States government knows. Actually, multiple.
Yeah, multiple countries know. Yeah.
I don't know. Knowing Gay Game, none of that will probably be answered. Honestly. Judging by the way he writes the story, I don't know if any of that would be answered. But I don't know. You got Chozo, Ino. I was happy Ino came back.
Well, yeah.
And the other dude, that's what I was saying. Remember last episode, I was like, is Kamo a disappointment? Because he's not even like the best blood user anymore.
Right.
That man just wants to go home. He just wants to leave the country. He's not even helping.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's nothing for him to do.
I'm sure he could be just as much as a help as Ino.
What's Chozo doing?
Chozo's out there with Yuji and them.
Okay, okay. Yeah, this is Chozo. One, what, 145?
Yeah, 245.
245. I think I stopped right at 245. I gotta stop doing, I gotta read it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, they put him in, so you saw the courtroom?
Oh, they put Sukuna in court?
Yeah, you didn't see that.
And he got the death penalty and he didn't die?
He got the death penalty and then confiscation and death penalty. So they confiscated his tool.
His tool, right.
But the thing, the twist of the thing is they didn't know what would get confiscated. So they all assumed that he would get his curse technique confiscated. But then it confiscated his tool instead. And then only Higurama and Sukuna realized what happened. So Higurama's like, wait, like this is weird. And then Sukuna does his hand signs and then he slashes all of them. And they're like, what the fuck? And then he's like, shit, they only took his tool away. They didn't take his technique away.
Hold on one sec. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I ain't gonna lie, bruh. I'm not feeling that.
You're not feeling what?
Like, it's just like, bruh, it's just like playing into his hand, bro. It's just bullshit.
He does have a lot of plot armor.
It's bullshit, bruh. We confiscate his weapon? Like, what? Alright, he got the death penalty, though, but why didn't he die?
Oh, when you get death penalty, Higurama gets his sword, but he gotta hit you with it.
Oh my god. But it's a one-shot, though, if he touches you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's just a matter of him touching him, but that's probably never gonna happen.
Right. Well, I mean, there's five of them, but I guess we'll see.
But he keeps his sword for the remainder of the fight, right?
I think so.
But can't he just bring him to court again?
Pretty sure, yeah.
So why didn't he just open another domain immediately?
I have no idea. This is all within a few seconds. I have no idea. I think he pulled out the sword and then
soon as I realized domain expansion, literally. Like, bruh, no, we're back in court.
Because I think he was like, yeah, like he assumed that it took his curse technique. And then the domain expansion ends. Everyone starts hopping out, trying to hit him. And then within like a few seconds, it hits him. He's like, wait, something's off. And only Sukuna and Higurama realized something was off. And then they were getting cut as soon as they realized. He's okay. Probably going to open it back up.
I read a little bit ahead just now. But apparently, okay. If you get the death sentence, you can only get that one sentence.
Okay.
But it said that if he is cut, he will die with no exception. Like, he will die.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if they can give you the sword.
Honestly.
The sword.
Or Maki. Why is Maki not there?
Oh, yeah. Or Maki. Yeah. Or Maki.
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess they're really betting on Higurama, but I feel like they're kind of throwing their lives away here with this lineup. Like, Chozo, Ino, the teacher, Yuji, and Higurama. Because really, I don't even know why Sukuna just slashed him. He could have just used his domain expansion. Oh, wait, he can't. I forgot. He can't use his domain expansion. Okay, so they got a little chance.
Bruh, they just said that Higurama raw talent rivals that even of Gojo Satoru. This is what Sukuna said after he seen his sword.
Sukuna just be saying anything.
And he's because he developed it at a tremendous speed within 2 months. I'm not gonna lie, bruh. Oh my goodness, bro. Too many. They compare, like, this is where the power scaling and stuff is just like, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He's not as strong as Gojo. I think he said, potential.
He said Higurama had only awakened a sorcerer a mere 2 months ago, yet was developing at a tremendous speed. Sukuna found himself completely enthralled. From the dazzling light of his lethal blade that once again shone to the unbound raw talent that rivals even Gojo Satoru. Everyone who knows Higurama mutters the same thing. That guy's a genius.
I think he just recognizes his potential. He's not as strong as Gojo.
Break next week. That's what it says at the bottom. Is Higurama about to die?
I don't know. But don't spoil me. There's only like... We'll be caught up at this point. Yeah, we could just catch up now.
Bruh. It's not... No. He didn't die or nothing. But he stabbed him, but he cut his hand off right before he stabbed him. This shit is whack, bruh. I'm not... It's like, come on, bruh. This man stabs his hand, he cuts it off right when he gets stabbed so it doesn't kill him. Like, get out of here. It's crazy. And I like Sukuna. I guess I'm just butthurt that Gojo is dead, bruh.
That's what
I was saying. I want Sukuna to win. I just don't like the way Gojo lost.
I understand that. The person I feel baddest for is probably Megumi at this point.
Who cares about him, bro? Like, who cares?
The suffering Olympics, he's gold medalist at this point.
Who cares? I really think he's just going to take back bro, over and kill himself.
He killed his sister. He killed his teacher. He killed his dad, basically.
His dad was already dead.
No, Gojo is his dad.
That's not his dad, bro. That's like
his uncle. That's his dad. Oh, yeah. We also learned that... Shit, what was that? It was something about Toji that I learned. I really don't know.
He's going to send him back to Zenin Clan?
No. It was something specific about Toji and Megumi. And I can't... Oh, wait. Yeah, Megumi still thinks that his dad's alive.
What?
Because I remember I was watching season one because I was trying to get some... pictures for a video, and then during the time when he was I don't know if he was fighting like Sukuna at that time. I think Megumi was fighting Sukuna, and then Megumi said something about like, yeah, my no good dad who is probably out doing who knows what. So like he doesn't know that his dad is dead.
Okay. New dynamic.
Which is interesting. Because I remember we saying before, like, we assumed that, like, Megumi knew that, like, his dad
Gojo
was...
Gojo killed him?
Yeah, that Gojo killed him. But he doesn't know that, actually. Which I don't know is better or worse.
He said he didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Yeah. But at the same time, he knows he's alive still. So you know how people be. And Gojo. Oh, yeah, I forgot. And Gojo, when he died, one of the first things he thought about was that he didn't tell Megumi about his dad. But he's like, I left that up to Shoko. So it'll be all right.
And Shoko's the healing one, right?
Yeah. Are you giving up on your theory that Gojo can be healed? I mean, I thought about, like, what if
I mean, Yuki died.
Yeah, Yuki died.
Because remember I was saying it was four people. Hikari, Yuta, Yuki, and what's her name?
And Shoko?
Yeah.
You're saying like they had to come together? All four of them
would be needed, yeah, to
okay.
use reverse curse technique on Gojo to bring him back. That's what I was saying, but...
What I was saying, like, what if Udohime did, like, her ritual thing and, like, enhanced their reverse curse technique?
Yeah. But they still got the thing with the principal.
You saying, like, putting Gojo's soul into someone else? Putting souls into,
yeah, but they have to be compatible? Who else soul could they use that would be compatible with Gojo's? The ghetto, like, what if they got like, ghetto soul? That would just be fan service at that point. I'm not gonna lie. What? That would just be fan service. Like, what the heck?
That would just be insane. My friend, thank you for giving me another chance. No, what they're gonna have is Toto's gonna come back and Nobara's gonna come back. They're gonna fuse, they're gonna put Nobara, Nanami, and Gojo soul. In one vessel.
In one vessel.
And then they're going to come back. People still think that Nobara is going to come back.
Nah, she's gone. Well, I don't know. She would have to get her nails inside of Sukuna, though, right?
Yeah. She's dead. No, so it's fine.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she's not coming back.
And then what? 251 is the latest chapter? Or 252?
I think it's 253. I think that's the one that's supposed to be about to come out. Okay. Hmm. What was your episode of the week's?
I'll say undead.
I was also gonna say undead, but they're all really good. But I feel like
Masha ruined it for me with the baby thing. But aside from that, yeah, everything else was really good.
Moment of the week, probably.
Are you going to go see that Demon Slayer movie?
No, I didn't plan on it. Because you said it was just episodes, and I looked it up, and it's like the end of last season and some more, but I don't know. So far, I haven't really heard anything about it, so I assume it wasn't that good. You know what movie I did see?
What?
Madam Web.
Why?
Because... My friend saw it, and I kept seeing videos saying it was really bad. And then my friend saw it, and then she said it was terrible. And I was like, okay. $5 Mondays
you had at to go the movie see it?
Theater.
Waste yeah, I had 2 hours of your it. Time?
I had to see it. And yeah, it was terrible. Like, it was just bad. I think it was worse than Morbius.
Yeah, people were talking about that. What's worse between those two?
And I found out they were also written by the same people.
Oh. Makes sense.
Which is crazy. And I was like, why do they keep hiring?
Why do they let him get another
keep
movie?
Doing this? Yeah. It was just bad. It's not worth seeing. I saw it for the meme. Mariah wanted to leave. And I was like, we can leave if you want. But then she felt bad because she knew I wanted to see the end of the movie. There was only like six. There was like 4 other people in the theater. But that movie was terrible. Like, the lines were just bad. Like, it was just like written just like so bad.
You should have went to go see Dune. Yeah,
I haven't seen the first part.
Oh, it's on you got HBO Max?
Yeah,
it's on there. It's pretty good.
Okay, I've heard good things about it, but just haven't looked at it yet. I think James kind of explained the plot to me too.
Oh, the Doom?
Yeah. Let me see. Development of the week. Animation. Dare I say Mashal?
Yeah, I would have to say Mashal.
Yeah, that was good.
When nothing really happened in Undead.
Yeah. Mashal was good. I think that's about all I got for this week. We'll be caught up on JJK.
Moment of the week? Did you say your moment?
Oh, I didn't. Well, I was just going to say Undead with
confessing her love.
Dying and stuff. Yeah, professing her love. And floating away. What were you thinking?
That's what I was going to say. That's probably the moment. She was like, this doesn't feel right. This isn't the same Andy. I'm in love. This is the same person, bro. What are you talking about?
She's been in love with him probably for like 7 episodes now. Or however long. Like, she's been in love with him at this point.
Yeah. Day one.
I don't think her unluck can kill him.
I don't think so either. I think in order for him to die, they got to stop the loop and release like all negator powers.
Yeah. It's going to be something like that. And they still got a lot of source material. The season's about to be over in like a few episodes, but.
Oh, and they still got more. Yeah. Remember we were saying, I don't think they'll end the loop this season. I don't think it'll.
Yeah.
I don't think
they still got like, I don't know, like 120, 30, 40 chapters that they haven't touched yet. That's all I got. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to people on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and whatever. Maybe that's it.
Yep.
You got any? Oh, wait. Shoot. Well, this is the final thing. There was this guy who asked if we wanted to go on their podcast to talk about Attack on Titan, because they saw the videos I put out of you talking about Attack on Titan. And they asked if you wanted to come on their podcast. And I haven't listened to their podcast yet.
Are they about to grill me? Are they super, super duper mega fans of Attack on Titan?
I have to look at it. I have to see. I don't think it was anything like that. Like, I don't think they were like, come on and like let me roast you or something. I think they just wanted to do a collab. So I gotta look at their stuff.
All right. And see, I mean, like, I'm down. I'm down.
What they're like.
If I gotta get into my bag, you feel me, and do some research. Do my homework before, you know, I come in there and look crazy.
I had like 40 minutes of just you talking about Attack on Titan from that episode. Like, I put out like so many videos because at a certain point I was like, okay, like I am sick of putting out videos of Attack on Titan at this point. Like, I need to switch it up because it was like 40 minutes worth of stuff. But yeah, I am done. It's episode 63. Peace out.
Peace.